You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A lot of people traveling too. Just a heads up, if you're heading out to DIA right now, things are actually looking pretty good. Bridge security, only an 8-minute wait, and North security, 4-minute wait right now. So
really?
Not bad. They must be zipping people through. Don't you think maybe that like tomorrow's when it's really going to hit, probably?
Probably, yeah.
You were doing what?
Well, I got to see the Denver airport, you know, just a few weeks ago. All the changes that they've been making, it's finally, years in the making, finally coming along. And
yeah.
So
I think they just asked for another $1 billion or something to help finish
it. Is that right?
I think so. I think I saw a headline.
Wow.
It better be looking good if you're spending that money.
Right.
Isn't it funny, though, that it already needed like a facelift? To me, it just still feels so new out there.
Well, it wasn't so much cosmetics. It was more of the fact that after 9/11, because the airport opened in, what, 95, 96?
Yeah.
And after 9/11, the security changes, DIA wasn't built for those. And so they've had to redesign a lot of stuff to try to accommodate security a little bit better.
Huh.
And while along the way, yes, they also made
a lot of cosmetic
changes,
too. I think they're doing that. Great halls are doing a big thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So.
But they wanted to, you know, kind of bring it up to speed with security.
Yeah.
So
much money.
Man.
Crazy.
Yeah. So Jeremy and I were laughing off the air yesterday talking about the things that kids ask for Christmas. And how many times parents in their head are like, yeah, you can ask all day long. You ain't getting that.
It's not going to happen. And then they throw the, well, I'll just ask Santa for it in your face.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to remind the kids that, you know, we have Santa on speed dial. We text. We got his number.
Right.
We got direct contact with the elves, and we'll put the stop to that, too. So don't try any funny
business.
What are your
kids asking for this year?
A lot of Pokemon stuff for Reed, man. And then Lila's just still kind of in that, whatever, just give me some toys, whatever, you know.
Toys.
She didn't really
just
ask.
Just generic toys.
Just toys, you know, give me some toys. Reed Areno did mention a few times the PS5. Which is $500 and extremely hard to find, and we put the kibosh on that. And then he moved to some sort of new Nintendo Switch that's out that's supposed to have like a clearer screen and it's a little bigger or whatever. Mm-hmm. He just got a Switch last year for Christmas, so we put the kibosh on that too. It's like, no, you're not getting that either. So, Pokemon cards it is.
Well, you know, and there's all the pressure from the kids that he hangs out with, because some of them have already got those things, right?
Absolutely.
And so he sees that, and he's like, well, why did they get it, and I don't care?
Yeah, one of his little buddies has, like, his own video game room where he's got his, like, a specific table he's at and a special headset and camera set up and
a chair
that vibrates and has speakers in it.
Special video game chairs, which is
It's
crazy.
Insane. He's like wearing these special goggles while he's playing. And it's,
you know,
like, how much radiation is that kid getting?
Hold off a year or two, because all the VR stuff that's coming around the corner is going to put all of these other $500 game systems to shame.
It's a shame.
Just put on a pair of goggles and then
the Oculus or whatever. That's
be in another world. And just think, you know, where we are now. I think 5 years from now, what it's going to be
we'll
like.
We'll be in the metaverse.
Yeah, we will. We'll be living in the Matrix, man.
Yep.
Here's our phone number. If you want to have some fun with us this morning, what is your kid asking for that you will never get for them for Christmas? 303-691-1MIX. That's 691-1649. I can recall back when my son Dominic was about Reed's age, and like right out of the flipping movie A Christmas Story, he wanted a dang BB gun. I wouldn't do it. You know, I give you a lot of crap about how your mom wouldn't let you do certain things, and even as an adult, you wouldn't do them.
Yeah.
My dad was like, you were never getting a BB gun. He told me the whole story about shooting the BB into his friend's eye, and, you know, which I thought was just a myth that he was making up,
mm-hmm.
until I met one of his childhood friends who goes, oh, yeah. Your dad shot so-and-so in the eye with a BB gun.
My
dad would let me have one, and somehow I passed that along. I was like, you're not getting it. And get a load of this. One of his uncles tried doing an end-around move kind of thing,
yeah.
and got him a BB gun for Christmas. That was the uncle's gift to Dominic.
Uh-huh. Cool uncle, yeah.
Sure, the cool uncle.
The cool uncle will get you one.
And I was like, ha, 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 very funny. And I grabbed that thing, and I put it up in the, you know, somewhere up in the top of the garage or something like uh-huh. that, where Dominic had no idea where it was or could get to it. And here's the funny thing. That stupid BB gun made the move with me multiple times, and I am not exaggerating. It was like 25 years later, I found it when wow. I was making a move, and I was like, holy crap, this is Dominic's BB gun that I would never give to him.
Did you finally do it or just still say
no? No, I ended up giving, I thought I might have given it, I didn't give it to you, did
no,
I?
No, uh-uh.
I gave it to somebody, and I said, this thing, it's got to be pristine. It yeah. never came out of the box.
It's been, never been fired.
Never been fired, nothing.
Oh, man.
So I held on to it
that's
for 25 years. That's how much I refused to give him
hey,
a BB gun.
I'm with you, man. They're dangerous.
These people are making me laugh. Let's read a couple here.
Yeah.
Catherine says, my son is 15, and his best friend has those parents who give their kid everything. Well, we've already heard that for Christmas, he's getting a Mustang, as in the car, brand new.
Oh, come on.
So naturally, my son said, hey, what about... Catherine says, and I just cut him right off and said, forget it. If you get a car in a year or two, it'll be a 10-year-old Toyota.
That's right. Get a nice Camry for him.
You know, it's always your kids' friends who make things so difficult.
I'm telling you, like the kid I told you about with all the video game stuff.
Yes.
He's got everything.
They make it so tough.
Stop it.
Derek says, this is short and sweet and pretty funny. He goes, my daughter is 11 and asked for a trip to Paris.
Ooh, la la.
Derek said, yeah, right.
Leno.
Daddy, may I go to Paris?
Papa?
No,
you're not going to Paris. There's a buttload of these rolling in on Facebook. I'm just going to fly through some of these. Leslie says they want a brother or sister. She says, no, I'm 57 years old. Reggie wrote in, my kid wants a tree fort. We have no trees in the backyard. Not sure how that's going to work. Solid no.
How would you do that?
I guess you could put one on stilts or something.
I guess.
You know? Steve says hoverboard. No, she's six. No way it's happening. There's going to be no trips to the emergency room this Christmas. Dan thought he'd be cute and wrote in and says, my kid wants a Jeremy Padgett doll. I had to write back and say, sorry, those have been sold out since October. Danielle said he's a Greek and Roman.
You know what would be cool is if we had like a, what are those called? The where you stick the pens in them?
Oh, like a voodoo doll.
A voodoo doll. We need a Jeremy voodoo doll.
Like, during the show. Yeah. Danielle said he's a Greek and Roman fan, and he wants the Colosseum Lego set. It's $800.
Oh, my God.
Tough to justify when I know the cat will ruin it and will be stepping on pieces by next Christmas.
Hold on a second. Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing. Have you seen it?
No, and that's right up my alley.
It's sweet. She sent a little
Roman
screenshot.
It's a Roman Colosseum Lego?
Yeah, she sent a little screenshot of it, and right underneath it, it said $800. But it looks legit, man. It looks...
Let me look it up.
It looks really
Holy
cool.
Holy crap, I'm getting it.
Isn't that neat looking? It looks tedious.
I can. You can find it here on Amazon for $714.
Oh, hey, Danielle, it's on sale.
Whoa.
What other funny stuff's on here? Keisha said her 8-year-old wants a motorcycle. No. Lisa said her 13-year-old wants a golf cart. A lot of animals, ferrets, cats. D says a bunny. Nope, I'm allergic and they stink. Sean says her son wants a bear. His son wants a bear. I'll give you this one as the last one because this is the strangest one. And she included the Christmas note too. This is from Crystal, and she sent a note from her son, and it listed everything he wanted from, say, Legos to, you know, hoverboard to da 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 da. Mm-hmm. And then at the bottom of it, the very bottom, it says, "Fingers from a real person." She's like, what the hell is this?
Boy, you better keep an eye on that kid right now.
I say you call his bluff and do it.